coming month or so. And what we're going to do is basically someone's going to deface Project.net, their official website, and they will have one the name of the service, locate the vulnerable part of the code, figure out all that was done on their system, and then at the end of the week, we'll see who the experts are. Thank you.
And remember, there's a special prize for anybody who uses buzzwords like NOPSLED and polymorphic shellcode. I'm all about reading the HoneyNet analyses, you know, they're great. Some incredible reverse engineers working on the project, just tearing it up.
You might also get to
disassembling all sorts of zero-day TASO exploits.
You might also get to win a free HoneyNet movie, if anyone hasn't seen it yet.
Securityfocus.com with a K.
That's a first. That's a K instead of the first C.
Yes.
Not the second one.
If you could remember that. There's been some interesting contributions last night. Someone put Ryan Russell's home directory, a tarball of it. He's the blue boy right here. Can I have like a round of applause for him, please? Whoever did it, it's pretty funny. If the Gobbles t-shirts were here right now, I'd like give you a fucking 1,000 of them. Yeah, I won't spoil the surprise, isn't it, from what I read, but it's pretty funny. Anyhow, before I get off, the subject of Project HoneyNet, there's a couple things I'd like to point out. They talk about how they've got the best security minds in the world working on their project. They're talking about, how they're going to, discover all this stuff. And so far, is anyone here from Project HoneyNet at all? Anyone have the balls to admit they're admitted with that shit? Anywhere? Oh, yeah, you are. Yeah, come on up here. Come on. Mr. Fyodor.
Yo, if you can run strings on a binary, HoneyNet may be for you.
This guy writes Nmap, and I'd just like to say Nmap is a hell of a lot better than, it's a hell of a lot better than that at stake X probe stuff. For that guy who did 20 years of research into ICMP. We've got Rainforest Puppy.
We'd like to suggest we definitely strongly suggest that you continue to use Nmap, which integrates many essential features of scanning as outlined in the FRAC article, The Art of Scanning, by Fyodor over here. TCP, UDP, ICMP, timestamps. You got the ident scan, the RPC scans, the null scans, the SYN scan, the FIN scan, the Christmas scan, all sorts of shit. It's just crazy. And we just like to send out a little message to X-Probe, ICMP just does not cut it.
We're going to, at the end of the speech, we'll have a ethics roundtable discussion.
We're going to break out into an ethics discussion. We'll return to the normal speech in a few minutes. I'd like introduce to you Ophir Arkin and Fyodor.
And Rainforest Puppy.
Do we have the boxing gloves?
Thanks, I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Can I say something?
You have a mic.
Yeah, that's good. Sometimes you like to smear all the people that do stuff. If you really read the stuff that we do, maybe you'll understand.
Yeah, I don't read code. I can't read C code.
That's bad, dude.
Yeah, that's all right. But, yeah, you can go sit now.
That's cool, man.
Yeah. X-Probe, the only remotely exploitable scanner.
You know what's really...
just a second. RFP is going to say something, and I have a couple questions for him.
Just a really quick thing. I don't think Lance Spitzner's ever even tried to code.
Yeah.
That's never been a problem. And really, the project, the ones that we're learning and catching are the kids. They're really stupid, fucked up, can't figure out how to even install rootkit type kids. The black hats that know what the fuck they're doing,
like
they're not going to be
Max
with
Vision.
The honeypots.
Wait, he's a white. Is Max Vision a white hat or a black hat? Because he's listed on your site as a white hat. And I'm just curious if riding worms and breaking into military servers is white hat action or black hat action. I need a clarification because I understand the white hats are the good guys. So I'm not I just want to know.
Those labels suck. Because it's not that clear. And I'm not going to even classify anyone.
Okay. I'd like to wrap out a little shout to Whisker. What's up?
Yeah, the scariest fucking pearl coat out there.
Wait, but before you go, Project Harnett's been around for 3 years now, I think. Have they discovered a single unknown vulnerability being exploited in the wild?
I think like half of one.
Where's the Yode?
And you have to wonder, these people beg for funding and everything, and they're not doing anything but making fun of a bunch of kids who install egg drops on,
I heard HoneyNet is pretty good for trapping cross-site scripting vulnerabilities. What's up? And on that note...
Thank you, RFP.
On that note, I'd like to mention that I feel that the wholesale slaughter of the Gobble CGI marathon was ruthless and uncalled for.
Yeah,
cross-site scripting vulnerabilities are an issue which affect every one of us. You gotta know what's out there.
And don't forget the SQL injection bugs. Those are pretty revolutionary. Yeah, thank you. I think that's all we need to say about Project HoneyNet. The project is stupid. The Unix terrorist just brought something else up that I think you should all know. We currently have, and we will be releasing sometime in the future, a zero-day VMware exploit that, in conjunction with your normal exploits, what it does is it detects if you're running VMware or not. If it does, it escapes the VMware and RMs the box that it's on. So it'll be pretty nice because you'll get to RM the whole honeypot.
If you've